Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 74, on Tuesday, June 16th. When something is lost, it can feel as if the world has flipped upside down. But when it's found, there's usually a sense that everything is right again, and even immense relief, depending on the value of what was lost. The value we each have to God is immense. So imagine what His relief is when we are found. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, greetings, friends. You are so welcome here with us as we share the space of learning and reflection and prayer together. And as we continue this journey through COVID and racial unrest worldwide, we so need Jesus in this season. And today, I hope we can join our hearts together in praying the prayer that the prophet Samuel prayed a long, long time ago. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. This week, we're turning our attention to some of the parables of Jesus, and he is the master storyteller. And Kevin walked us through the parable of the hidden treasure yesterday, and today, we're going to focus on the parable of the lost coin. If you can believe it, just yesterday, I lost something. My ATM card. I'd gone to the post office to mail this package to my cousin, and I paid for it. And then I had to fill out one more form. And when I stepped away from the counter to do that, I must have put my card down and left it there, but I didn't realize it until quite a few hours later when I looked in my wallet and I noticed that it was gone. So I retraced my steps, and in the process, I got so frustrated and even agitated. And I thought, man, it can drive us crazy when we lose something of value, right? Just thinking about having to go to the bank, tell them about my lost card, which happens to be linked to my husband's card, and cancel them both, and then wait for a week or two to get new ones, having to change my Amazon account and other accounts, payment methods, etc. It's just not fun at all. When I realized that my card was missing, I drove back to the post office, waited in line, asked the clerk if anybody had turned in a lost card, my lost card, and after checking with other workers there, one of them came out and told me that someone had indeed found it and turned it in, but she had to make sure that it was my card first, and then it was returned to me. Oh, and I was so happy. I was so relieved. Thank you, Jesus. The lost was found. So before we jump into our parable for today, which is about that, I want to remind you of what a parable is. It's a simple story that's used to illustrate a moral or a spiritual lesson as told by Jesus in the Gospels. And you know, sometimes parables reach into our hearts, and as they do, they can confuse us and even agitate us and certainly make us think. In Luke 15, Jesus was directing his story specifically towards some well-known religious leaders, the Pharisees at that time, but also to a lot of tax gatherers and sinners who were gathered and listening as well. It was quite a diverse crowd. Listen as I read. First, from the first couple of verses to give you the context. Verse 1 says, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.' And then Jesus told them this parable. First, he told them about the lost sheep. And then he gets into the parable of the lost coin that starts in verse 8. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost coin." And in the same way, I tell you, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So here's a woman who was poor and has lost something of great value. She's upset, probably agitated, because a silver coin in that day was worth a whole day's wages, and she begins a diligent search for what she's lost. She lights a lamp, which costs her something too. She sweeps her whole house, and she searches everywhere for this lost coin until she finds it. And she is thrilled when she does, and she calls all of her friends and neighbors together to join her for a party so that they can rejoice with her. I think the clearest explanation of our parable is that this is how Jesus searches for us, no doubt. And sometimes we might think that we're searching for him too, but in reality, he's the one that's always searching for us. And he doesn't give up until he finds us. And when he does, there is a party in heaven, even over one sinner who repents and allows themselves to be found. I love this because that is how valuable we are to him. But I think there's other applications as well. I wonder if after we're found by Jesus, we still can become lost sometimes, agitated, upset, confused. I know I can. And I think this parable has something to teach those of us who have been believers for a long time too. Here's what the word lost means. Being unable to find one's way, to not know one's whereabouts. Both the self-righteous Pharisees and the tax gatherers and sinners needed to hear, needed to see that they needed Jesus to change their hearts. Both groups needed to realize their need for the grace of God. I want to invite you now to remember that in this whole story, Jesus wants to meet us right here. And he longs to connect with you and to speak to you. So get in a place where you can relax and let go of anything that might be distracting you right now. And take some deep breaths and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Would you take a few moments to thank God for his relentless search for you? Would you thank him for finding you? And just imagine Jesus and all of heaven rejoicing over the fact that you were found and that you belong to Jesus for eternity. Thank him for that. And then would you thank him that he is inviting you to open your heart wider to welcome tax gatherers and sinners and people who aren't like you, that He is inviting you to welcome the lost into your world who need a Savior. Thank you that He desires to find the lost people who need a Savior that are in your world. Ask Him to open your heart to them. And then maybe He's offering you another invitation, like He has to me, as I've studied this parable, to stay close to Him, even in my agitation, and allow Him to find me when I become lost in my own version of self-righteousness, smugness, and judgment of others, just like the Pharisees. Would you talk to Him about that and confess any self-righteousness to Him if you need to? My friends, may we keep in the forefront of our minds and hearts that our God is a seeking and finding God for anyone who is lost, for those who don't know Him, and even for those who do, but who forget that we need the grace of God every moment. May we remember that heaven rejoices whenever we allow Him to find us. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.